This is the tax update for the week beginning 19th March, and with the budget on 21st March, it's inevitable that there will be some discussion and debate about the retention and effectiveness of the 50p rate. From a personal perspective, I do worry that a tax exceeding 50 pence acts as a disincentive to those inclined to earn higher profits and income. But it's a political decision, and I fear that when the research is done to measure its effectiveness, it will demonstrate that it has not raised the 6.7 billion additional tax it was predicted to raise, partly because people will shelter using an EIS, VCT, capital allowances and pensions, and partly because people will arrange to receive income through personal service companies, deferring the recognition of income, especially if they think it's only temporary. The Office of Tax Simplification has published its research into small business, noting that many businesses are frightened of HMRC, but in reality the experience they have is much better. They've also put forward recommendations to improve the administration of tax, as well as thinking about simplification using flat rate expenses and possible a receipts and payments form of accounting. Inevitably, a few days before budget, there's going to be some speculation, but what I would hope for is that we don't have change and we don't have surprise. We've seen most of the legislation at 6th of December, and so I'm hoping that the Chancellor will keep any change to an absolute minimum. But we have to recognise he does need to raise more tax, and he is under pressure to raise personal allowances, and if he does so, he has to get the extra tax from someplace else. I don't object to closing loopholes and Mr. Arnson's recommendations for a general anti-abuse rule might well be developed with legislation for Finance Bill 2013. But we can also expect to see the clauses for final consultation on how to deal with dishonest conduct for tax agents, and that's something that a lot of you might want to consider, but I can reassure you it's narrowly targeted and intended by HMRC to be exercised rarely. HMRC have also launched a new pay-as-you-earn basic tool software, and any employer can use this, but it's really designed for small employers with fewer than 9 employees, and the update can be downloaded to help employers with their end-of-year returns. And finally, just a reminder that the e-marketing campaign launched on the 14th of March, and as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which contain links from where you can get further information. So, thanks very much for listening.